Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on January 25th, 2024, and we're going to break down each life path number and the energies that you could be working with around this full moon. Before we get into the forecast, of course, this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading or forecast, please take a look at my website and see which service best works for you. I'd love to work with you. You can book some time with me there. The link for that is in the description box below. All right, let's take a look. Life path number 7. So you all are going to be working with the energies of the 14-5 and flamingo energy around this full moon. So this is interesting because the 14-5 sort of brings up this tug of war between our sort of our obligations, what we're committed to, what we're asked to be serious about, and the 5 energy that says, I want my freedom, I want my independence, I want to, express myself creatively, I want to experience life with all of my senses. But the 4 says, yeah, we can do that, but we also have these, these obligations, these responsibilities that have to, that we have to meet, right? That we need to do. And so it really does become about sort of finding your equilibrium and your balance between those areas of your life, right? Where is it that you have your obligations and responsibilities, but where is it that you're in the extreme of those? And so your life has become so restricted that you're not enjoying it. You're not doing the things that light you up, that bring you joy and bring you happiness. And then to the other extreme, if you're too much in your 5 energy, then you could be, living in excess or just going overboard and, overindulging and not taking your responsibilities serious and sort of being more scattered, just wanting that freedom to the extreme where, you're not focusing your energy on the things that need your focus type thing. So you could find around this full moon that it's just asking you to find your balance, right? And then if we look at flamingo energy, there's also a balance with that energy. You often see flamingos standing on one leg, right? Balancing. And so there's something here about finding your balance between those areas in your life where you might be in one extreme or the other. Either you're too serious, too rigid, too structured, or to living in excess beyond your means or overindulging type thing. And so this full moon, these energies are just saying, let's find a healthy balance here. Let's find a balance that works so that we can still focus our energy, get everything accomplished, but do it in a way that feels good, where we're feeling uplifted and inspired and not depleted afterwards. And it's very possible to do that. It is also interesting as well, because there could be where, there's areas where you may feel, again, too, that you or another person is too controlling over that area, right? And so it doesn't have to be a manipulative or, a vindictive type of controlling energy. It can even be not intentional. It's just that there's some area potentially within your life where you're trying too hard to control the outcome, or the other person is trying too hard to control the outcome. And the 5 comes in and says, yeah, let's just release this tension. Let's just go with the flow. Let's be adaptable. Let's see where life takes us, sort of thing. And it just opens us up to greater opportunities, greater expansiveness. When we're too controlled, we restrict that creative freedom. We restrict the abundance that wants to come in for us. So you could see that there are areas where you're being asked to release your grip, right? Like release that control and just see what life brings you, and then decide what it is that you want to do with it. So when we can find our balance between the 4 and the 5 energy, it's actually incredibly beautiful. And we feel very centered, and we feel like things are flowing really beautifully, and that we're working in partnership with, let's say, the universe or God or, our own higher consciousness. And it becomes incredibly beautiful. The other thing I would say with flamingo energy is to make sure that there's not areas in your life that you are so committed to or so loyal to that you are sacrificing yourself. Because I always think about with flamingo energy, so when they when they, you know, they typically will have that very vivid pink color to them, right? But when they have offspring, they will deplete their nutrients so much that they actually lose their coloring, and they turn into almost like this light pink kind of whitish coloring, because they've given that nutrients to their offspring so that they can thrive, but they've depleted themselves. And then once their offspring is able to sustain themselves, then the flamingo will go back and start to nourish itself, and you'll see that pink coloring come back. And metaphorically, you know, as this translates to our own journey, if there's areas where you are just giving of yourself, or you're so committed or so loyal to something, doesn't have to be a person, it could be, you know, a job or a belief system or whatever. If you're so committed to it that you are depleting yourself, sacrificing yourself, this full moon could come in to say, let's make some amends here. Let's do things a little bit differently because you're depleting yourself, right? So this can be a really powerful full moon for you all when it comes to finding a greater balance, a sense of balance that works for you and that makes you feel good, because ultimately that's what it comes down to. Not to the extreme where, you know, you're living in excess and it feels so good that then that becomes toxic, but to where you're finding that healthy balance. So I think this full moon can be really beautiful with that, and it'll highlight for you where it is that some equilibrium is needed, whether that's, again, career, belief systems, relationships, etc. So love this for you all. Hope it's a beautiful full moon sevens. Take care. Bye for now.